You know, there's this always, I think, doesn't matter what part of Scripture we read, doesn't want to matter about what aspect of theology we talk about, how we pull verses together to show a point. We are always left with this, you know, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask God. Not that we believe that we'll actually do that. We're all pretty easily convinced that we'll probably have a different focal point at that time and that our question will not be all that important to us. But we say that because there are these things we want to know and we don't understand and it's not clear and we'd like clarity, we'd like more information. You know, Daniel ends chapter 8. He says, and this is after, you know, he has a vision. The angel interprets the vision for him. And he ends, he says, but I was astonished at the vision. Okay, we're not surprised with that. He's astonished at the vision. And there was none to explain it. Well, what do you mean? The angel just explained it to you. So he surely doesn't mean nobody explained it to me. Surely what he's meaning is I was astonished and I don't have full understanding of it. There's still aspects I would like to know more about. You know, it doesn't matter how much we study the Bible. It doesn't matter if God were to come back and give us a second Bible. There's no way we will ever understand all that is to come or understand all there is about God. But surely if God is a good God, and God has made this self-declaration of who He is in the form of the Bible and His plans,